Stabat Mater. One day she discovers a new darling within her, suffering. Her other darlings turn away from her then, when the demons of pain drag her down to their lair. She learns. When a person gives birth to pain, they're alone. No one watches. And all her love now is nothing but humiliation she learns through sad lessons to bear. School never taught him how to behold her, how the presence of his cheek might console her. Too much the great worlds, he cannot endure her. But what's to distract when pain has come home? What's he to construct? All his firmly built arches and buttresses flying cannot upshoulder the dome. She falls as if she were drunk off scaffolds and into machines. All the planks tip up. All the ladders slip into the cylindrical mold. Everything she puts up falls down, and what she puts down springs up in her face. Pain's poltergeist possesses these teacups. And at nightfall, after trembling since dawn, I fail to avoid noting how the hands in her lap rock each other or pat inconsolable palms. Simple animal suffering overturns it all. The temple cracks, the altar bursts. The serpent that did sting thy mother's life now wears her crown. How shall I ever recapture the intensity of what was? My words are powerless to affect it. A joke in bad taste, not even a joke. You do not know, you do not know what pain is. You cannot know. You turn your face from all the faces that have seen it from within. You cannot bear it. You turn away in disgust, in disbelief, this extremity, this physical tyranny that mocks both mind and spirit. No one can remain human and suffer like that. The darkened room, the eyes that cannot blink, the horror. Will you find words for it? No chance of that. Art is made for human things. You cannot bear what no art dares, the beyond in our midst. If anyone, by sheer miracle, ever got one word out, mills would stop in the square, gentlemen talkers would gag, the very swallows would choke in the air. Pain trains the mother to look only within. When she can't bear any more, she bears a little more. And then, for good measure, a little more. If the hour should strike as it struck for her, nothing I possess could save me. Till then, go and do likewise. Suffer forever.